The Autumn Aloft Hot Air Balloon Festival kicks off its third year running September 16th, and even though 16 lives were lost in a balloon accident in Texas on July 30th, Mike Bowens, who is the balloon meister for the event, says there's no need to change procedure.
The incident in Texas was a result of fog in the area and limited visibility. And the individual decided to fly in spite of a low fog. And in general, balloons go so slow, it's the odds of a problem occurring were pretty low, but still there is a risk there. And of course, that in combination with some bad luck hit some wires.
Bowens has more than 39 years' experience as a balloon pilot and has served as a balloon meister for more than 20 years to places as far away as Israel. He says balloon pilots have the same requirements as airplane pilots, with one exception. Balloon pilots are not required to be examined by a doctor. Bowens says the Autumn Aloft is not an event that balloonists take risks with.
Balloons are susceptible to weather. They're actually very forgiving, though, even in hostile weather, if it's windy or whatever. But in an event like this, we don't push the limits. We don't even come close.
For the most part, he says hot air balloon pilots have a very good record for safety.
Even though balloons do fly passengers for hire, they have been required to, in other words, tell the FAA if they've had a DUI or not. But some balloon pilots obviously have not followed through with that.
Bowen says he personally selects the pilots that he will permit to fly at his events.
I don't just choose from a large lot of pilots, hope that they come ready to fly. These people are hand-selected for their skills and their good attitude and their enjoyment of entertaining the people of Park City.
Even so, he says he has no qualms pulling a pilot from the festival.
If I had any indication someone was doing a lot of partying the night before, and they wouldn't be invited. It really wouldn't be a factor.
He says he doesn't take any chances with the weather, the pilots, or anything else that could potentially cause harm. There are 24 balloonists participating this year, and festival attendees can expect to see some unusual shapes, not typical of balloons, but refuse to hint as to what those shapes were, saying, "You'll just have to come to find out." As for those watching from afar, he says don't panic if you see a balloon flying low over homes.
It's safer to make a final approach from a lower position so that, there's no risk of turning one way or another or missing your landing spot. So don't be alarmed if you see a balloon flying low, because he's probably either trying to stay in a wind that will get him in a better position, or he's trying to make a landing.
For the most part, Bowen says pilots are friendly and enjoy when people approach them. They love showing off their balloons, teaching adults and children the beauty of balloon flight. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.